Hello, Michelle.
First, I want to commend Christine for calling in and asking very important questions before a doctor tells you you have to have surgery. Good for you, Christine, to go ask the questions.
Good point.
One thing you mentioned to her to improve circulation, how do you spell something carnitine?
It's a form of carnitine, which is an amino acid. It's called acetyl L-carnitine, A-C-E-T-Y-L, A-C-E-T-Y-L.
Carnitine.
Okay. Yes.
Carnitine.
Yeah.
And another
very good
thing
for the heart.
You mentioned regarding breast cancer preventing, something a day keeps breast cancer away. What was it that you recommend? You mentioned?
Oh, we were talking about Dr. Wright's article in the October 2018 Green Medicine Newsletter.
Yes.
With the use of iodine.
Iodine. Okay.
Yes, and a lot of times we will recommend putting drops of iodine on either fibrocystic lesions within the breast or breast cancer itself. Iodine seems to be one of those anti-cancer minerals that works quite well. So, along with other things, of course.
What kind of iodine? What kind? Can we get it over the counter?
Yes. Depends on what you get. You can get an oral iodine called Iodorol, but if you want to do something topical, probably the best liquid would be either Lugol's or Bernard's solution. It's called
Lugol's.
Yes. Or Bernard's.
Because I have my sister has fibrosis, and so. Sits in her breast, so this would be fabulous.
Or yeah, it's really fascinating. It works almost 100% of the time for fibrocystic breast disease. It's great.
Fabulous. Okay, now, I wanted to ask you. I donate platelets once a month to the children's hospital for the kids. And I heard Dr. Wright mention that 75% chance of 75% heart attack can be spared by donating blood because it helps to keep the blood thin. Does donating platelets do the same thing to the blood?
It doesn't have the same effect as donating whole blood. It's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that because. By donating whole blood, you know, you're actually getting rid of some aged red blood cells that have been circulating, and and you're also donating ferritin and a few platelets. You know, for people unfamiliar with what platelets do, they basically help coagulate the blood. So if your blood gets really thick with excessive numbers of red blood cells and you have an excessive amount of platelets, let's say, then you're even more prone to clotting and coagulation. So, but I don't think the platelet donation has the same research as donating whole blood. But it's certainly a good service for the community.
Yes, it is. And I used to do just blood donating. And one day they said, would you like to donate blood? Because the kids, you know, for heart surgery, leukemia, and that. And I said, sure. So they tested me, and they said, wow, yes, we want you. But now after I heard Dr. Wright talking about, you know, the donating of the blood, not mentioning platelets, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I probably need to alternate maybe, you know, 1 month blood, 1 month
yes. Month
blood.
So yeah, if you do that, that would even a couple of times a year would be enough to help prevent cardiovascular disease and strokes, and so that's a great idea.
Yeah, and because now I'm thinking about it more, especially because I just had blood work done, And naturally, when it's something is high, they want you to put you on meds, chemicals.
Yeah.
And so I have a question. My LDL is 147. My HDL is 49. And my non-HDL is 162. What would you say to me to do?
Do you know your total cholesterol, Michelle?
Total cholesterol. Ah, that's a... Okay, wait a minute. Let me see if I have it. Where would that be? 211.
211, okay.
211.
Okay, so... given those numbers, you know, your LDL is a little bit on the high side. We like to keep that under 100 if we can.
Okay.
And but your HDL is pretty good, so that gives you a pretty good ratio. Your total cholesterol is only 211.
Yeah.
But probably the most important number there is your LDL is just a little bit on the high side. So LDLs, you know, if you do have a strong family history or if you're suffering from plaque buildup based on cardiac screen or CT scans, then, yeah, you could do something like red yeast rice to help bring down the cholesterol. And
what's rice? Red yeast?
Yeah,
rice?
It's sort of a natural statin we sometimes use to bring down the cholesterol production.
Okay.
But you know, I often tell my patients they come in and they're on a statin already, and their doctor has put them on a statin just because their cholesterol is high, and they have no idea whether they're depositing cholesterol anywhere or they have any circulatory problems or, you know, it's kind of a, they're just chasing their numbers, in other words. So
okay.
I often recommend like a heart scan, which is a quick, very inexpensive scan of the five main vessels in the heart. And that will tell me, you know, how much blockage you may have because, you know, you could be 70 years old and have these cholesterol numbers and no blockage at all, you know, especially with women. They typically don't have as much problems as men do, and I think that's part of the protection they have from estrogen.
Okay. And the thing is, I don't have a thyroid, okay?
Okay.
I had cancer, and then I had a total hysterectomy. So it's when I was in my 30s. I'm 77 now. So I'm like, it's like, this is really concerning to me, all this. And I am going to do the heart scan. I've never had that done.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is that hormonally and all that connects with everything, with cholesterol, with diabetes, with you name it,
right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. You want to definitely want to treat your whole body and not just, you know, chase lab values. That's very, very important.
Okay. And niacinamide, what would you take it for?
Well, we use quite a bit of niacinamide. Dr. Wright taught me this years ago that the use of niacinamide can be very, very effective for osteoarthritis.
Okay.
And back in the 1940s, a Dr. Kaufman, who was a rheumatologist, did research, and we replicated the research at the Tahoma Clinic based on the same use of niacinamide. The dose is about 1,000 milligrams three times daily, but very, very effective. You have to give it some time. You know, it's not like taking aspirin or Advil or anything, but if you take it for several months, give it a good try. And, yeah, we've had people cancel their hip replacement, knee replacements.
Wow.
It's pretty dramatic, yeah.
Oh.
And a lot of people come back and they report how much better their memory is and their cognitive function. So niacinamide works well for that also.
All right. And I'm taking berberine, because I remember Dr. Wright talking about it.
Excellent.
To prevent diabetes?
Yes, it's sort of a natural metformin. Milligram for milligram, it seems to work just as well.
Yeah, because I just got those numbers, and they want to put me on something else now.
Yeah.
But I've been taking it, and my mistake is I ate ice cream 2 days before going blood work. So we have to find those goodies also.
But, yes.
This is great. God, I wish I lived near Tahoma Clinic. Really, would be great. Dr. Sherman, thank you so much. And I subscribe to both the online and the paper.
Oh, good for you. Thanks, Michelle.
Yes.
Thanks for your call, and hope that was helpful. All right. You take care.
Okay.